Back with more of our academic all-star interviews across regional radio, now talking to the valedictorian of West County High School, Mr. William Cureton. William, a great goal that you've accomplished this year, a lot of hard work and dedication paying off. So how does it sound that you are the valedictorian?
I don't know how to describe it.
I imagine a lot of hard work has gone into this and a lot of other things. You're a busy guy. You're a National Merit Scholarship finalist, a poet, you're an author. So how do you balance all of these things and still finish on top academically?
A lot of caffeine.
A good answer there. A lot of caffeine. I imagine to do everything that you do, and not only the things that you do, but how well that you do them, you probably stay pretty busy.
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about the National Merit Scholarship finalist. What was the road to get there, and where are you standing with that now?
Like in the fall of our junior year, there's this test called the PSAT. It's the qualifying test for the National Merit Scholarship competition. And depending on how you score on that, you can get up to candidate status, and then from there to semifinalist. And semifinalist is where you have to fill out paperwork and essays and everything, too.
So that's where you're at this time?
Semifinalist was what I was at, last fall, the fall of senior year, and now, I'm a National Merit Scholar. They pick from the finalists, which get it's things from corporations or colleges, and which go, get the initial award from there, from National Merit Corporation itself.
So, wow, another great accomplishment for you, and is it correct that you want to try to go to MIT?
I did, but it didn't work out. I'll be going to OU, the University of Oklahoma, down in Norman. They have a big scholarship for the National Merit finalists.
So it was kind of one of those things where the National Merit Scholarship led you to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you're headed to Oklahoma, I imagine that you've done your research. What is it about Oklahoma that you think can take your education a step further?
It's a bigger school than a lot in Missouri, the National Merit Program there, it works with everyone even through the time there, not just to recruit them. They have a lot of intern opportunities and everything, and there's a lot of study abroad stuff at OU.
So what kind of career is it that you would like to pursue?
Probably something related to chemical engineering, maybe biomedical, since OU has a 5-year bachelor's, master's program in there, and the scholarship would cover tuition for all of that.
Do you find that your knowledge of science kind of relates to when you decide to write short stories? Do you find that they kind of correlate?
Yeah, some. Especially in the one that I've had published so far, since that was a science fiction-related one.
So tell me a little bit about that. You're already a published author before you graduate high school. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So when did you start writing the book, and how long did it take you from start to finish?
That one, it was just a short story so far. I haven't had a full book that's just mine published yet, but I'm hopefully by the end of the first year of college. The short story took a few weeks to get to where I thought it was good enough to submit, and it got published in an anthology of a dozen others. And for the last month, I've been working on one that's hopefully going to be a full-length book. So we'll see how that works.
So you have some lofty goals, but when you talk about them, you sound like they're just waking up and taking out the trash. It sounds like this stuff comes pretty natural to you.
Yeah, I guess it does.
I guess indeed it sure does. So if I wanted to track down one of your stories, what's it called? Where could I find it?
This one, there's a mistake with the publisher and stuff. They didn't advertise it much, or it's not listed on most sites. I'm pretty sure the title is Missing Mars Building Red. It's about the colonization of Mars.
Very intriguing there. So you're also a short story writer, a guy with a great passion for science, and then a little poetry sprinkled in there as well.
Yeah.
So out of all of those things, which one, if you had to pick a favorite, is it the passion for science, the writing, the poetry? What is your favorite?
Out of all, I honestly like the writing most, just because it's hard to explain.
Do you have a favorite author?
Kim Stanley Robinson. He wrote a trilogy, I think it was either 20 or 30 years ago now, about the colonization of Mars. That it's really good.
Very intriguing. So, William, let's say a hypothetical. In 10 years from right now, where would you like to be?
I have no idea yet.
You know, I appreciate the honesty in that answer, and I don't think you could have answered it any better. Once again, the valedictorian of West County High School, Mr. William Cureton. Lofty goals ahead for this guy, and I imagine the sky is most certainly not the limit for you. William, thanks for talking with us today, and I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome.